This is exactly right.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Empower is here to help answer your financial questions and empower what's next. Because if you're like most people, you've probably had your fair share of stressors. Like, will you be able to afford a third kid? Will you be able to do everything you want during retirement? And what if you outlive your savings? Join 18 million Americans and take control of your financial future. Start today at empower.com.
Are you leaving or are you on your way back home? Either way, we want to be there. Doesn't matter how much baggage you claim. Give us a time and date, terminal and gate. We want to send you off in style. We want to welcome you back home. Tell us all about it. Were you scared or was it fine?
Mouthhorn.
Do you need a ride? 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 Do you need a ride?
With Karen and Chris.
Welcome to Do You Need a Ride? This is Chris Fairbanks.
And this is Karen Kilgariff.
It is the middle of the night, which is 5 o'clock p.m.
Very spooky. The sky is mid-blue, dark blue. Gray clouds with a yellow horizon, like something bad's happening over there.
And with a kiss of mauve. I feel like there are times where I do a Jiminy Glick impression, and I just realized it, and I'm going to try not to anymore.
Why? I love Jiminy Glick.
And no one accused me of it, so I'm going to keep doing it.
Also, it felt more like a... It didn't feel like you were doing a character.
No, I'm not. You don't consciously. I just happen to hear myself, which I rarely listen to myself, especially on this podcast. I find it unlistenable.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. I've listened and I think we're great.
Oh.
I just heard my voice just then and it sounded a little glicky.
It was slightly glicky. I just think that Martin Short on that show figured out a way to be perfectly funny at a tempo that's not common.
Yeah, you can...
So you have to, like, as a comic, you have to be like, what's going on here? I have to figure it out.
Yeah, and the main thing you can learn is you can insult someone as long as you have your voice go high.
I can talk like this a little bit. and then he jumps up and puts his feet under him and puts his hand to the side.
Yeah, it's something to watch, and we all have.
It's of a time for sure, but oh my God, I think Martin Short is one of the funniest human beings.
Yeah, he really is. I watched Inner Space recently.
Oh, that's a good movie, right?
It's great. It holds up.
Yeah.
And I think I already talked about it.
Is that a Rob Reiner joint?
I think it is. It is a Rob Reiner joint.
I guess.
I'm pretty sure. But when he's swimming around in Quaid, they use actual footage. The background is not. I thought when I watched it, I'm like, oh, it's going to be grainy footage of the inside of a body. But no, they made models of.
Oh, right.
Like a heart and lungs and cells. And it's just really cool. As a miniature lover, it's a mini feature.
It is
really. But my point, I was going to I realized something today is that we all say we hate daylight savings because of this time of year.
But yes.
Actually, daylight savings is what just ended.
Correct.
Right now, we are in normal time.
Yes.
It is supposed to be dark at 5. So what are people complaining about?
Just the darkness, I think. Personal darkness. I think the darkness around us.
But if they got, a lot of people get excited when the conversation of states giving up daylight savings time, not doing it anymore, but actually that would just make it to where
it was this all the time.
It's dark earlier.
Yes, they are. I feel like you're correct in that the phrasing and the terms they're using are incorrect. When they
right.
say, I don't like daylight savings. Yes, you do. You don't like normal farm time.
Or these are people that don't like how light it is early and they don't haven't discovered, like I have, blackout curtains.
You mean in the morning?
Yeah, like at a paper route hour, you get jostled awake by the sun. I guess that's what.
And it screws
don't
up
like.
Your route for the day?
Yeah,
you miss
yeah.
All, you miss Miss Landry's house?
Yeah, and give her Mr. Weatherby's paper. And oh no, where's
oh.
that sports section?
Paper
We've
mix
all
up.
Been there. So I guess I like daylight savings time. I've been talking
yeah.
bad about it because I didn't realize in my head I switched them.
You got the terms wrong.
I did.
But I wonder, there must be.
It's not interesting, but I think a lot of people.
I think it is, though.
Like, oh.
Because
you're right.
I think it's like a, I think it's a social media shared mistake where everyone's referring to what we're in right now as daylight savings.
Yeah.
And that's incorrect.
This is the weather that's the pits, but this is just life.
And also, it's not weather, it's just this, it's just a way we're all agreeing to
You're right.
pass time.
You're very right that the sun rising and setting is no type of weather.
I'm sorry to really one up you on that one. It felt good inside, but I do apologize.
Every
for doing
sunrise,
that.
I look out the window and say, looks like we're going to get some weather.
All clear.
But I just mean the sun again.
The sun coming up, yes.
Oh, yeah. Maybe it's just all exhausting.
I mean, I think for sure it is. I think every single fucking way any person is trying to be right now is exhausting in
Another
this world.
Another shower? I just showered yesterday. That kind of thing.
I'm supposed to shower every day when there are volcanoes going off in Iceland, Italy, and now, I think, America.
Right. Plus, no one's smelling me.
As just, if you needed another.
It's just for my own comfort. I don't like having a sticky neck.
You mean the showering or the not showering?
And then when I don't shower, I get a sticky neck.
Anyway, what character was that? That's
Lila, not... When I don't shower, I get a sticky neck. It's like a lighthearted Bruno Kirby.
Yeah, it's a convivial Bobby Slayton.
Convivial?
Yeah. I had to dig deep. That's why it took me five
yeah.
full seconds to think of that word.
So if he was like not the bulldog of comedy, but the... Or am I wrong about that?
No, you're correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
The only headshot I've seen with a spiked dog collar.
Oh, and then is his fist up in the shot?
I think so.
Yeah,
maybe
like...
a fingerless glove, if I'm not mistaken.
You know, but I will say this about Bobby Slayton, because he was a San Francisco headliner when I started comedy in
oh,
San
for
Francisco.
Sure.
So it's very meaningful. He's very meaningful to me. He's a classic headliner. But also, he did lots of, like, character work in movies and TV shows, and
yeah.
he's a fucking great actor.
If I showed you this headshot of old Bobby Slayton, people would go, oh, that guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's really good. Some of his comedy is, or maybe a lot of his comedy is kind of shitty to be shitty.
Right.
But there's something to that. It's almost like he's like if Don Rickles were even meaner.
Right.
Which is, you know, interesting.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
He's possibly meaner. I did do a show with him in Mill Valley.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, yikes, you can't say that. I don't think I've ever said that to Rickles. I don't know. Maybe it's a face thing.
But I don't think Don Rickles...
I want to hug Don Rickles' face off.
Don, have you seen that fucking clip where Don Rickles is giving De Niro shit while they're filming Casino?
No.
So here's a story. This is all TikTok. Once again, this is TikTok corner. Rickles found out that De Niro worshipped him because he's like an old insult comic, like a Catskill style comic. And apparently that's De Niro's favorite thing.
And he had to study comedy because he was in The King of Comedy, that movie no one's really watched. That's pretty good.
That's right.
Yeah.
And he knows it. He respects it. But he's like, but that's also in, and they say this in this TikTok that when they're explaining it, it's, or it might be from a documentary where they're all explaining it, but it was the New York way of like wisecracks on the street type of guys were the funniest guys. So then someone tells Don Rickles this. So then Don Rickles just won't stop giving De Niro shit, like is just on him all the time. And De Niro's just giggling the whole time because he fucking loves it and loves Don Rickles. So it, like, they're showing the beginning. Have you seen this? They're showing the beginning of like a scene. And you hear Robert De Niro go, sorry, line. And somebody's quietly reading him the line. And Don Rickles just starts going, what, you make $6 million? That's all, you can't learn your lines? It's the easiest thing to do. I know mine. And he just starts like fucking like going after him. Like, what? How unprofessional. It's just, you have to see it. It's so fucking funny.
Because I still am scared of that man because of Cape Fear. I don't, even though gotten older, he scares me. I feel like he'll kill me.
He wants to kill you, I think.
Yeah, it's what I've heard. You've heard this too?
It's gossipy, but it's true.
Oh, I guess I should stay in my apartment more.
I think we should do many more gossip kind of chunks of conversation on this podcast.
Yeah, we should name names.
Like, De Niro is aggressive. That's just the Hollywood scuttlebutt.
Those are your words, not mine. I just leave you out.
You're just like, no way, I'm not going to be a part of that. It's like, no, this is the point of gossiping, is two people have to do it together doing it.
Yeah, I'm not wearing cement shoes in the bottom of the harbor.
He's not in the mafia, he's just played mafia.
Sure. He's friendly with them, though. I'm sure.
They must love him so much. Look at that empty Bed Bath & Beyond.
Ugh.
Ooh.
It's all beyond now. Since I got my Quince sheets and I got some pillows from the old IKEA, my pillows were embarrassing.
Yeah.
Just coffee stains. Because as we sleep, coffee comes out our ears. I think that it's because I go to bed with a wet head.
Chris.
But I don't know where their color's coming from. Are you telling me that when you take your pillowcases off your 10 to 12-year-old pillows, you don't have brown stains?
No, we all do. We all do.
They're tan stains.
Sure, we all do.
Well, I got rid of them. And I'm sleeping so much better now. These sheets. Oh, sleek.
Oh, yeah.
I'm afraid I'll get them dirty. I take a shower to go to bed.
Because you want to rise to the level of your new sheets.
Yeah, well, they're white.
Oh, well, yeah, you better be careful, especially with all the brown coming out of you. It's horrifying.
It is, but it's all taken care of now.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I
put coffee filters in my ears.
Yeah, good idea. I don't like it.
I'm sorry.
It's not good. But it makes me think Tom Papa has that amazing joke where he goes, you ever take your pillowcase off your pillow? It looks like a Civil War bandage.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
It's so good.
Yeah, that's better than my coffee line.
It's not a contest.
It is. You know I'm constantly in competition with the Papa.
With Papa.
I am.
Papa.
The algorithm has been sending me many of animal video, and I...
They work.
And monkeys. I'm still old school. I like little tiny monkeys things, picking at a thing, looking around as they play with something made for humans, isotoner glove, a banana, whatever. But it's interesting to think that animals have fully different personalities, because they released this tiny gorilla into an adopted family. Like, they took care of the gorilla, it's a baby, and they released it into this family. And it was like going up to these new gorillas, trying to give them hugs.
No.
And one of them was like, all right, and totally hugged him. And then another one that looked just like the first gorilla pushed him out of the way.
Yeah.
And then another one was like, oh, that was mean. And so didn't want to hug him, but just kind of put his arms around him and patted him on the back. And then they were all running by him, and he was trying to hug everyone because he was excited. Somehow he knew, oh, this is my new family. I got to be cool. I watched it over and over. It's just, or the squirrel, like, I've seen squirrels that are like basically commit suicide in front of me, especially in Texas. So squirrels would leap in the street. It became a normal thing, especially in Texas. I don't know why. Squirrels were everywhere with their tails up, which means they were alert. And then I've seen this. I know you've seen this. The squirrel that's staging its own death and put a broomstick on its belly.
What?
And pretends.
No. Yeah. Why?
Because he gets caught in a kitchen and he feels like maybe they're going to use the broom to I don't know what it is. Or maybe it's a pet. All I know is the squirrel lays flat and then doesn't think it's convincing enough and grabs the broomstick and lays it on his chest and then goes back to pretending to be dead. Like it died in a broom accident.
And that's insane.
I can't. I will send it to you. So there's I'm saying there's smart squirrels and then there's like high functioning, anyone that's like pretending to be dead. I know possums do it. They're
yes.
born with the ability.
That's right.
But this squirrel was playing possum.
This, but also like playing, like
yes.
acting.
But laying totally still and flat.
Insane.
Think it was one of those flying squirrels. That's why they were so flat. Maybe it was a very smart flying squirrel, which I don't even think is a rodent.
Oh, no, I think it is. Because, you know, our friend Bradford, he had one in his house. I think they just have a little extra skin, flap of skin under their arms. But they seem like normal squirrels until they jump off something. And then
we have flying squirrels in Los Angeles?
No, he lives in Wisconsin. Sorry.
Mm.
Sorry.
We have flying squirrels in Wisconsin?
Really?
I mean, I really thought they were
that's a very
a
like
squirrel
that
of
we,
another land.
That we is very you're including yourself.
Wait
in
a minute. Yet. Next time we go to Sheboygan, you and I, we're gonna have flying squirrels in Oshkosh.
Sheboygan is in Michigan, isn't it?
Sheboygan, Wisconsin.
Is it Wisconsin?
Yeah. They make the cheese in a bucket with a little red squirrel on top.
Is that right?
I believe.
I want to have Annalise.
I want to believe.
I want Annalise to tie break it. I have to say this. I love that we're wearing these matching sweatshirts. We haven't mentioned them. It's for a podcast. No one would ever know.
We're both wearing super sweet coffee and tattoo sweatshirts. They're
really?
Matching.
They're matching. We're driving around in. I just realized.
This is our job. We should have uniforms that match.
You're right. It feels good and fun, but I just realized because there were kids yelling at us from that car.
There's no way that they saw.
They were making fun of us wearing matching sweatshirts.
Well, what do they, I mean.
What do they care?
Yeah, we look professional.
This is what podcasting uniforms look like.
Yeah.
Sheboygan?
Is indeed a city in Wisconsin.
See,
I'm so wrong.
I'm
so sorry.
And the terrible thing is I knew I was right.
And you couldn't stand behind
it? Yeah, I was like, you're probably right.
You know what? Because that's my personality. I'm kind of bossy that way. Where I'm really good at convincing people things that they know aren't true when they are true, just to kind of have my real estate.
No, I also, you're a knowledgeable person. That's why I believe you. It's not the tone you're taking.
But I've told you time and again that I don't know American geography or presidents at all.
Neither do I. God, Taft was a good one, though.
The bathtub.
Oh, is he the tub guy?
He's the tub guy.
See, you know plenty.
Well, and the only reason I know that is because of an exchange Georgia and I had during a live show one time. And she said something about Taft, and I went, ooh, Taft. And then we started laughing so hard, because I was like, I had no idea why I did it. It was super weird. And then this listener, who is such a good artist, drew a picture that basically just had Taft in the bathtub with his leg straight up in the air, and underneath it just said, ooh, Taft, in like that 50s poodle cursive.
Oh, yeah.
And it's my favorite art that, I mean, it's
what
hard
is
to pick
this,
a favorite.
What is this bathtub business? With
he died in the bathtub, I believe.
Oh, all Elvis style.
I think Elvis died on the toilet.
Yeah, yeah.
But in the bathroom.
Yes, he died a little bit in the tub. I think shit was everywhere. I'm sorry, that's terrible.
That's really bad.
It is.
And also, it's like, but I was doing it again.
Everyone in Graceland stopped listening.
So mad at us right now. I think Graceland closed.
I think it's in Wisconsin. I actually don't know much about, is Graceland a town or is that just what he calls his house? Or they call it?
It was what they called their, like, estate.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's in Memphis.
Is it?
I'm assuming.
Yeah, that's where he's from, I think.
It's
or maybe it's Graceland. Is the city.
Yeah, it could be. It could be.
Why wouldn't they make it the city at this point?
I love stories about Elvis that my dad tells me, where he would beat someone up with karate and feel bad and give them keys to a new Cadillac, stuff like that.
Really?
Yeah. He's always beating people up and being like, here's a Cadillac, man.
Because he was overreacting and he was admitting it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, or he just had a weird way of giving gifts.
You, I mean, I know he was big into karate because it was the 70s.
Yeah, apparently he was a black belt. I mean, that's nothing to sneeze at, but,
yeah,
but I think if you're Elvis, they give it to you early.
Oh, yeah, they're kind of kissing up. Yeah. But it's like you can't get a black belt and then do that to people.
No.
Isn't part of learning it that you have to be a good person?
Right, yeah, because suddenly, legally, your hands are weapons.
Yeah, you can't just be like, oh, I'm upset. I'm going to now karate chop fucking everybody.
The funny thing is, though, all assault is illegal.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
Whether you're trained or you're just kind of sloppy about it, you shouldn't do it.
Even if I limp-wristedly did give a karate chop with a high-pitched squeal... I would be treated the same as Elvis,
I think,
in that situation.
Well, the effect could be different than Elvis's finely tuned karate chop.
Right, right. Yeah, he puts his pelvis into it.
That Elvis?
Yep.
I felt like there was something about this flying squirrel animal video.
Yeah, I just kind of brought that up. It was something obvious when I have a planned topic, and that was one.
I'm like... No, I'm not.
I want to talk about that squirrel.
This is not a confrontation.
I really thought, first of all, stop yelling at me.
Okay.
I really thought that you would know of the squirrel, since you're a TikToker.
Right. I am a TikToker, but I've never seen that one. I will look for it, for sure.
Yeah, you'll see it when I send it to you.
Yes, please send it. But I guess the thing I was going to say is I have a theory, and this is going to sound fucking crazy. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
I think animals and human beings are becoming like they are starting to be able to communicate with each other. Because I've seen some TikTok videos where dogs clearly understand English and basically are communicating directly with their owners. I'm not talking about the stupid, like, the button that they...
Right.
You train them to push.
I don't like those buttons. That's abuse.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
I think it's creepy.
I will watch it and be entertained and make sounds like I enjoy it, but I don't like that dog with a cat on its back, and on that cat's back is a little mouse.
You don't like that?
No.
Because you think it's fake?
It's beautiful to see it. I know it's real, and it took years of abusive training.
Yes, that's right.
If you're screaming at a mouse after just having yelled at a cat that just... After on the heels of screaming at a dog that swallowed fly to catch a spider. It's just too many. It's too much abuse. Like when I see animals doing tricks, I feel like that was done out of instilling fear and
yes.
then reinforcing with treats.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Agree.
But you think.
Wait, what's happening?
Actual language. It's just a bus. It's a rogue bus driver. There ain't no kids on that bus.
No, that fire truck.
Oh, should we help solve another crime?
Oh, somebody.
They're looking for a body.
They're looking in a ravine.
They're looking in a ravine with flashlights.
Also, I don't know why I turned down this street because I kind of don't know where I am right now.
Oh.
I mean, I know where I am on the grid, basically, but I don't. I think I had a plan in my head and it was the wrong street.
God, we're not off the grid. I think we're eventually going to find a coffee shop.
Yes, that's right. Here, why don't we make this machine help us find the coffee shop?
Yes.
Think Blanc.
Now, if we drink coffee this late in the evening, will you get... sometimes my legs jiggle and I have to have some Theraflu or something to calm it down.
Yeah, maybe we should get lemonade.
I know I'm going to get coffee because that's what I want.
Yeah, me too.
Well, let's just quit lying to each other about this lemonade business.
I had a strawberry lemonade from Del Taco the other night. And I swear to God, maybe it was just the, like, oh, I was supposed to turn right there. God damn it.
Well, that bus has it out for us.
Yeah, the bus is, I want the bus to leave me alone. And it's hard to talk and kind of navigate all of this at the same time. But I never order strawberry lemonade, but it said on the Del Taco menu, real strawberry lemonade. So I was like, that sounds like it could be really good.
Yeah.
If it's not super gross. And it was so good.
So was there chunks of...
Strawberries in there.
Strawberries. Wow.
And they, it was almost like they probably opened a bag of frozen strawberries.
Sure, yeah.
Dumped them in a big vat.
I mean, they're not organic.
No, it's not. It, some mom didn't chop them up for me personally, but no. It worked.
Wow. I like the sound of it. I've become the sweetest of teeth, and I... The other day, I lost my mind because I rediscovered just straight up vanilla ice cream with cherries in it.
Oh.
Get out of fucking town.
Wait a second. I won't. I'm going to stay and ask you questions.
Oh, my God. I couldn't. Did I ate a whole pint. I threw away the lid.
Now, was that Cherry Garcia?
Or... No, it was. It was the.
Grandma brand?
It was. Yeah, it was the. What's the Haagen-Dazs? It was Haagen-Dazs.
Oh, okay.
It's not this crazy, hey, Jimmy Fallon likes pretzels with caramel or whatever, like almost too much at once. Okay. And I'll eat that shit too. Don't get me wrong.
Okay.
But this was, I was feeling like I want a real laid back flavor. Let me go with a classic that I don't recall ever eating in my life.
Simply vanilla ice cream with cherries.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I was making noises. I was humming and stuff. Thank God no one was around.
Question. Did they look like maraschino cherries, or do they look like pitted cherries from, I mean, regular cherries from the grocery store?
Yeah. These are sweet-ass cherries. These are the kind you find in a Cosmo.
Got it.
Yeah.
And?
The magazine.
Stupid. And the,
no, I am.
The brand, and so it was Haagen-Dazs. Did they say they're doing a throwback flavor?
No, it was just like back of the freezer. No one's eating this. Hey, what do you think, Fairbanks Isle?
Okay, well, since you ignored my animal ESP concept, I'm going to throw a new one at you.
No, I was going to dive back in. But, I want to know how you think they're talking to us.
Okay, but before we get to that, I'm going to say, I think you might have bought a ghost pint. I think the pint of ice cream that you ate was from 1981.
It did. It was. I bought it out of nostalgia from a past life because I said in my life I've never eaten it.
Yeah.
But I yearned for it and I remembered it. And it was from back when I lived on a Victorian farm.
And you were right.
Yeah.
It brought back
old memories for sure.
Okay. Cat ESP. Animal ESP.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
What evidence have you seen?
I guess it's with both cats and dogs. But it's like, okay, so this one video I saw was a kitten, like a baby kitten. And it said, this is her first time trying wet food. And the cat is eating and going, meow, 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 as they're eating. And it's the cutest thing in the world. And then as the cat...
So the cat's basically going like, holy shit, what is this? It's so good.
Yes,
why have you never given me
I'm freaking out. I can't believe this is so delicious. Never give me that dry shit again. But whatever. And then when the cat turns around, it goes, meow! And I immediately was like, that cat is saying thank you.
Oh, yeah.
But the people were just filming it. So they were like, did you like that or whatever? And then the cat comes over and is like trying, and it's like, pick that cat up. It wants to thank you. It wants to hug you. Like, it's so happy you gave it that. And maybe I'm just losing my mind. But I believed I was right when I was looking at that cat. I was like, I felt like I was interpreting the cat's intention.
Yeah, I think some are, and that's what my point is. Some are just regular cats or dogs. Other ones have evolved, kind of like we are, you know, our hands and feet are getting more webbed, and we're evolving as humans. I'm a better swimmer every year.
Mm.
Yeah, there might be holes in that theory, but... I do think that,
but it's a good example.
Have you seen the one where there's three dogs lined up and they're like, who did this? Who did this mess? who made this mess? And they're all looking down guilty. And then one dog reaches over past the little dog in the middle and just puts his paw on the other dog. And that dog gets pissed and just rubs his nose in his face like, fuck you. You sold me out. It is the most, and they're not making any noise, but it's so clear.
And do you think they were trained into doing that? Do you think it's real?
No, because they were in trouble. You could tell by their faces. The dogs can't act that way. Like, act guilty like you've done something bad.
Oh, that's true.
I suppose they could if you abuse them enough.
Or if you tied a little, very... What? Did you see that?
No.
That guy was doing a pop a wheelie all the way down the street.
With control.
And also not going rear, rear.
Yeah, I used to think it was reckless. Now I see people riding wheelies, especially in my neighborhood, so much. Like, it'll be like 15 kids on dirt bikes, and they just ride wheelies, and they're so controlled that it doesn't even scare me anymore. I used to think it was insane. Yeah, I would stop and...
I would think it was insane, but that guy was great.
Yeah.
He handled shit.
Yeah, it is a new... Is this... Oh, it does have a drive-thru.
It does.
Oh, I love everyone. So convenient.
Modern convenience.
Today's... We got a $50 coffee...
Oh. Thank you so much.
...gift card from our friend. It came via email, so it's very official. Patricia Curley. Carely. K-E-R. Not curly like Mo and...
Carely. Patricia, thank you so much.
Yeah. That's a big one.
That's big. And that's generous and nice.
Yeah, it is very nice.
And we appreciate you caring enough to listen in the first place, but then to give a gift.
Well, I think they've seen that once we get hopped up on caffeine, the episodes get better.
Yeah,
it's an investment.
When Sweet Tarts dared to combine sweet and tart, they thought, why stop there? Why not create other exciting and unexpected combinations, like rainbows and ropes, or fruity and gummy, or chewy and more chewy? That's why they created fun treats like Sweet Tarts Twisted Rainbow Ropes, Gummies Fruity Splits, and Chewy Fusions. When you dare to combine, it's sure to blow your mind. Sweet Tarts, dare to combine. Visit SweetTartsCandy.com to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Azo. Ever felt off balance down there? Introducing Azo Vaginal Health Products. Azo Complete Feminine Balance helps restore the balance of good bacteria. And if you want protection from yeast and urinary tract issues, try Azo Dual Protection. Save 20% with the promo code PODCAST at azoproducts.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Libre, Eau de Parfum Intense by Yves Saint Laurent. The sultry vanilla signature. The fragrance for those who do what they want and dare to be exactly who they are. Libre is crafted with signature notes of lavender essence from France and Moroccan orange blossom, combined with glowing warm vanilla from Madagascar that pushes it to the extreme, creating a long-lasting vanilla twist on the floral fragrance. Gift freedom. Gift Libre.
I'm very excited about this.
This smells... Thank you. And can we have a couple napkins? Thanks so much. Did you want yours hot?
It's okay. No.
Okay.
I think that what I've ordered is basically a tiny piece of cheesecake. So you want it cold. And we're doing what everyone hates. We're all
eating. That's right.
I took a bite, and I might not continue.
I just am going to take one bite.
Of course. If you could bear with us, audience, we're just taking a couple bites.
Annalise, can you just put in a light keyboard sound while I try this?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, no one should be forced to listen to other people eat on mic. But...
Yep.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. That's some good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
At least we're not pulling over splitting a box of donuts.
We're continuing to drive and eating our own donuts. Wow.
Yeah.
That was good.
I get it. I get it, sugar.
I love you, sugar. You really work every time. But also, you know, questionable about drinking coffee this late. It's not, look, it's 6 p.m. It's not crazy late. It feels right. like it's 9.
And I'm someone that can have a giant coffee and immediately have a nap.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't keep me from sleeping.
But what a true treat to go get the usual coffee and then be like, you know what I'm doing? I'm going to eat that insane pastry that's only for a treat.
Right. It's like a long time ago when I was opening for Larry the Cable Guy. He and his audience was screaming and yelling and they were all drunk. And he said, I wrote this joke about birthday cake and how it shouldn't have to be your birthday. You should be able to eat birthday cake whenever you want. But I don't think my audience will like it. Will you do the joke?
Oh,
so
yeah.
I can see how it does. And I'm like, yeah, I'll do that birthday cake joke.
How'd it go?
It went okay. It was a throwaway moment. And I'm not giving the whole joke. I'm not doing it justice. I can't remember the twist. There was some sort of an act out, I think. But he was very thankful.
Do you know that my old boss, her dad was a lawyer at a TV network? I can't remember which one. And every day after he ate his lunch, he ate a piece of cake that he got at the commissary. And people constantly said happy birthday or asked him what the special occasion was. And he just had a piece of cake every day.
Wow.
Isn't that the best?
Yeah, I guess that's okay.
It is.
I used to think it was crazy when at the end of eating a meal, they're like, did you leave room for dessert? No, it's the last thing I want. And now I get it. My life changed. I never would get dessert. I do overeat when it's the entree.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm full. I'm never lying like, oh, I shouldn't. I just never craved it, and now I do. Now I do get dessert. I do look at that extra menu.
I will make
you come out with a large plate and showcase what you have.
Wheel that cart by me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really sorry I continued to eat that Danish. I couldn't help it.
Yeah, I mean, it's sitting here burning a hole in my crotch. It's like I really want to bite this thing. It's just sitting there. It's also a hazard. It could fall on the floor and they'll be covered with hair. But here, no, you got your car.
Detailed.
There's so many reasons I shouldn't throw cake on the floor this time.
I mean, this is the time to not do it.
Right. I'm just saying if I did, there wouldn't be dog hair on it.
That's right. Yeah. You could pick it back up and then eat off the floor of this car.
Nah, when anyone ever says I'm getting my car detailed, I always just think of Pulp Fiction and that you had to do it because there was a murder in the backseat.
Did they get theirs detailed after they went through that?
Yeah, that's why they called Harvey Keitel, really.
He was a detailer?
Yeah, he was the cleaner.
Oh.
Wasn't he called the fixer?
I don't know that movie very well.
He was
the fixer, colon the wolf?
Yeah. I think he had a lot of nicknames in it. And he showed up and they said, okay, first of all, we're going to need some towels. All of it was just basic cleaning knowledge. And
yeah.
That's what he did. That was his role in the movie.
He cleaned up the back seat.
And he didn't even do it. He said, I need you to get all those itty bitty pizzas of brain and skull and clean them up. And you can't leave any. We need this car clean. And they're like, thank you for doing this. And they shook his hand like it was, it's a very strange, if I think about it now, if I really dissect that movie, there's problems with it.
Well, yeah, because he can't be the cleaner. You don't tell other people how they need to clean their thing if they hired you as a cleaner. Or maybe they mean that in like a kind of mafia.
Yes.
Mafia way.
That's how he was a cleaner.
Like how Michael Clayton is the, what do they call it? The what guy?
The
cleanup guy or whatever. There's a phrase for it.
Yeah, and it usually means, you know, literally a mess. But in this case, and maybe that was a joke that everyone laughed about when they were reading the script, he's actually cleaning.
He's cleaning.
Or telling them. He's dictating.
Right.
I don't know.
So it was like, oh, get it? It's literal.
Yeah. Do you get it? Do you get the funny joke? But I always, if someone says they detailed their car, I'm like, okay, murderer. That's what I think. I wasn't thinking that about you.
Well, you already accused me of that, though, so.
It's, well.
It's too late.
You do wear a lot of black.
Goth murder.
Oh. Now's the time on the show where we cough uncontrollably.
I mean, this is probably... sensorially, for the listener, one of the worst shows we've ever done.
Yeah, I know, and I agree with that. But the last time we did a solo, we were knocking it out of the park. We're not machines, okay?
I mean...
our ability undulates.
Like the rising seas.
Or a new muffin.
There will be no leftovers Thanksgiving. Yeah. And there's a guy with an axe. That's a new movie coming out, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah. I have seen that on the sides of buses.
Thanksgiving horror movie.
I'll watch it. I love horror.
Horror.
I love horror.
Horror.
I do. But yeah, it's okay that we're having a live. We weren't prepared for this. We had a guest cancellation, so it's we're doing a solo episode and everything, you know.
I think besides...
all the prep I usually put in. I didn't have time.
You didn't do your vocal exercises. You didn't stretch.
Me, 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 me.
But I do think we're being A-plus funny. So I'm not worried about that. I just felt bad because I was like, I literally, with absolute disdain for the listener, mm-hmm. was like, oh, I'm eating this fucking Danish.
Yeah. Disdain on behalf of the listener. We don't have disdain for our listeners.
Well, I feel like, though, it would be easy for a listener to interpret disdain from how rude that was.
Exactly.
Is my...
yes.
My apologies for that.
I'm making up for it by having this wedge of cheesecake rest upon my chinos. Look at it there. Just riding that pleat.
I thought it was... I thought that was a scone.
No. I didn't know what I was getting. I just saw cranberry... and it was triangular shaped, but I have gotten a piece of cake.
Oh, pretty good.
Oh, it's really good. I accidentally took another bite.
Guys, you have to forgive our coping mechanisms. It's very dark outside. That's scary. Everything else is scary.
I stopped drinking.
Chris has a sweet, like, mouthful of teeth.
I can't help it.
He can't help it, and he shouldn't have to help it.
Right.
He's adjusting. Everything's fine.
And, I mean, if you don't want me to eat into the microphone, you might as well just push me off the wagon.
That's right. It will be your fault if Chris starts drinking again, because you hate so much to listen to people smack food in your ears.
I have to have candy while we record in lieu of the vodkas I used to sip. Nobody knew about it, including Karen.
In the car?
Oh, it's just my juice. Why do you think I always had juice that was kind of pale?
The weird pale juice in a cup?
Mm-hmm. Chris, I had a real problem.
Chris, please don't bring that cup in the car. I'll do what I want, he would say.
The problem is, you can hear me getting all hyped up. When I eat sweets now, I want to get in a fucking fight.
No.
Hey, what are you looking at?
No.
Oh, he's nice.
Not in Los Angeles. He's nice.
Oh, he's nice. I didn't expect that. No, I learned my lesson.
Did you, sorry, and I know I've asked you this before. Mm-hmm. Did you ever know or meet my old friend Danny Ceballos, who was in the comedy hang world, but he didn't do stand-up? He was like a writer and a...
I think, no, I think, actually, if I saw a picture of him, I would maybe know him.
Yeah, I think you would.
But I think more I've gotten to know him through your stories.
He has all my favorite stories.
Does he look like... is it Daniel Frank? Do you remember
who's
that guy?
Daniel Frank?
That was a comic scene guy. I think he used to do comedy.
No, Danny Ceballos had prematurely gray hair.
Mm-hmm.
But then he was, other than that, a very, very hip, kind of hipster. He wore very cool clothes, and he had great taste, and he had great taste in music.
Okay.
He, one time, though, because we would drink to excess, and that was, he was one of my favorite people to drink to excess with, because he was so fucking funny.
Right.
And this one time, Maryland Rice Cub was driving, and we drove into the Jack in the Box drive-thru on Sunset, and we were all so drunk. And Danny stuck his head out the window and says, I'll have a number one. I'm going number two. And it is the dumbest fucking joke, but the way he did it is, it's still making me laugh literally 20 years later. And it was all in the delivery, but it just reminded me of that.
Yeah, it is. That story proves that comedy is all about timing.
Yes.
No, you have good time. You have the best timing.
Who, me?
Yeah, but you can't do other people's jokes because they have their timing.
Well, right. You can't reenact a moment that killed you because most of it is you're drunk and you're like 27. You're scared shitless. Like, you're overdrawn in your bank account again. You're fucking like everything's, you're running from the reality of in every way. And you're just trying to look for like a golden moment. And then they happen in the Jack in the Box drive-thru.
I recall a time at a Jack in the Box drive-thru. Let's tell these stories. They've been sitting here for a long time.
Perfect.
This was a long time ago.
Perfect.
But I had just done comedy at the Saddle Ranch.
Oh.
They used to have a comedy night there. They would not turn off the electronic bowl.
Why would they?
No. That brought in more tips than the comedy did. But afterwards, I went with the guy that booked the show, and his Jeep had a glitch where the horn was just honking intermittently. But as we started driving, it would stop, and you'd kind of forget about it. But when he slowed down, it would go beep, 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 beep. And we went into the drive-thru, and in front of us were two cops. Both of us had, I think he had drinks as well as me. But we were just in a beeping, we were honking at the cops, and they kept looking back like, they just became people that were annoyed.
Yes.
They couldn't believe, and we were just waving and smiling like, it's the car! I don't know why they didn't get out and have their way with us.
Yeah, but I mean, were they, sorry, they were in the Jack-in-the-Box drive-thru?
They were in a trooper's cruiser.
So maybe they were like, oh, if they're making fun of us, there's nothing we can do about it.
I guess, but there totally is. They can do whatever they want.
I mean, and yes, and do.
It was, I just recalled it now. What a terrible situation to suddenly be in, and we just couldn't stop laughing because there was nothing we can do about it. We couldn't back up and leave if there's a car behind us. I guess we're just going to annoyingly honk at the cops.
Yeah. And then try to explain it. That happened one time. My dad had this old white truck that was embarrassing anyway, and he drove us to high school one morning. And on the drive, the horn got stuck. And we're like, Dad, like, as we were getting closer, we're like, no, you can't do it. And he drove us all the way in. Like, because we were like, please drop us off on the corner. He's like, nope, you're going in. And like, so.
Because like, he thought it was funny.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And he was like, it was like, kind of doing it that same way. It was so.
Yeah, like painful. On an old truck where a horn is actually a button that can totally get stuck.
Yeah.
Because it's filled with old skin cells. I'm sorry, I can't get over
butts.
This pillow business. But nowadays, you know, we're driving around in an iPod.
Yeah,
or
right.
Something, a better reference.
That anymore.
You please be interrupting with a better example than iPod. I'm embarrassed.
Well, actually, I was
that's the
say.
Most technical thing I could think of, and it's been obsolete for over a decade. Oh, this fancy new car. It's like driving around in a Commodore
in a
64.
Clack radio. It's insane in here.
Yeah. Boy, this technology, it's like floating along a ham radio.
Look at they're going full on wintertime.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not above enjoying Christmas lights.
Hell yes. I'm ready for it right this second.
Yeah, me too.
That looked really pretty.
I might make a cornucopia this year.
For Thanksgiving?
Yeah. And pull out my buckled shoes. just didn't have Halloween, so I want to dress up.
You know what you can do?
It's still in my system, and it's pumpkin based.
Yeah, do it. Do it and fill the cornucopia with your vanilla cherry ice cream. Just let it flow out.
Let it melt in there?
And then shove a gourd in there. Yeah.
If you think it's a good idea, I'll do it. I do wonder, where would I get one of those twisty baskets? One of those cone
That's the cornucopia.
Yeah, where do you get those? I never see them on sale.
A thrift store, your grandmother's house, an old person's garage.
Right, yeah, you kind of just have to stumble upon them. Someone has to pass.
Because that's like saying, where do you get a mid-sized white wicker basket? Where it's like, yeah, at your mom's house. There's like, the moms have bought all of those.
Karen, where do you, in town, do you think I would go purchase a bowl of dusty potpourri?
Home Goods. Actually, you might be able to get a cornucopia at Home Goods.
I really appreciated it the other day. I was going, I had my keys tasseled to my belt loop. You know, I basically am like a janitor now.
Yes.
I hook them with a carabiner.
Very cool.
Yeah, I let them dangle. Mm-hmm. I want people to think I'm in charge of a building. I want them to think I'm a super.
Yeah, everybody loves power.
So, yeah, ooh, I want to wield the power of a building cleaner.
Power of keys.
But I have to lunge my hips towards my padlock on my garage. There's just a classic padlock on there. So it looks shifty. It looks shady when I'm like, it looks like I'm hiding something.
Mm-hmm.
And my neighbor, a neighbor, I've never seen them before. They're like, excuse me, do you live here? And I was like, I do. And he's like, oh, okay, just checking. And I was like, thank you. Like, he was like, ready to fight whoever was breaking into a garage.
Yeah, that's cool.
And I didn't quite register until he was long gone. He just walked into a mist and kind of dissipated.
That was a ghost.
It was another ghost.
It's ghost. And he was like, would you like some of this delicious ice cream?
I'm like, sure. Cut to me just holding nothing. Yum.
Sure do have a sweet tooth.
Just pouring a canteen of sand in my mouth. Delicious.
I love sugar. Everything's fine.
Everything's fine these days. Nothing's terrible.
No. Nope.
Yum.
Yummy.
Sweet, sweet sand.
It's fine.
Everything is fine. It's going to be great. We're back at your house.
We're back.
Not only was this episode short, it was sweet.
Was it short? I think we're right on time.
Really?
1 hour.
Boom.
I guess, you know, classically, that meant we were having fun.
That's right, because it went by so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I had a great time with you, Fran. I'm glad we dressed the same, even though we couldn't show it off to anyone.
I feel like the good people
kids.
At Super Sweet, the sweatshirts we're wearing, also the theme of this episode.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Kind of thematic.
Yeah, we always pull full circle, and we don't even mean to.
I like this sweatshirt a lot.
Should
I'm
we get
excited.
Matching tattoos?
Just keep upping the game. How much do we have to interact with this brand?
I just keep bringing it up. That's how thankful I am.
I mean, that's all it takes with this guy.
Yeah.
He likes his own name on a chalkboard, in a business, in Echo Park. What can you do for him?
It is staggering how much that really punched me right in the old heartstrings. Right in the old love sack.
Wait. Well, then can I tell my closer story?
Yeah.
And I know you know the story, and I know I've told it already.
Is this a closer story, like a guy that finishes financial deals, or a story that will end this podcast?
It's going to end this podcast forever.
I kind of knew the answer.
This is the end of the podcast.
What? This is terrible. Didn't we sign a new contract? I'm going to miss everyone.
I walked in, I was on the road doing colleges in like I was still drinking, so it was like 1996.
Ugh.
And I was in upstate New York driving a rental car by myself.
Ithaca?
I think so.
I did a college in Ithaca. It was wonderful.
Probably. But basically by myself, I had 20 minutes of material, I had an hour to do. I was eating it and then progressively getting a little bit better as it went, but it was really awful. And so I'm on like the third college or the third hotel, feeling like a failure, feeling unfunny as hell. I walk in and there's a little one of those boards that are now very popular with like young mothers to put in their kitchen. That's like, it's black felt when you press in the white letters.
Oh, sure.
To
sure.
say today is a great day or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. They're a classic board.
One of those larger size marquee boards is in the lobby of this hotel. And it says, welcome guest of the day, Karen Kilgariff, as I'm walking in. And I'm like, holy fuck. So let's say it is Ithaca. I'm like, I've just pulled into this like Marriott in Ithaca, and my name's on the board, and I'm
in
like
the hotel. That didn't register. It wasn't at the school.
Yes, I'm walking up to the front desk to check in.
Oh, this was a small town.
And it says, "Welcome, Karen Kilgariff, guest of the day." And
I love when a hotel does that.
So I walk up to the front desk to the girl, and I go, "Oh my God, hi, it's me. I'm Karen Kilgariff." And she goes, "Oh, they just do that with whoever."
Wait, she took it away?
She did it. She didn't even look up from what she was working on. I was acting like I'd just been crowned Miss America. And I'm like, "It's me. It's Karen Kilgariff." And she's just like, "Oh, yeah, they just do that. They pick someone randomly." And
randomly?
Immediately shut it down. It was so fucking funny. And it was so perfect to what the, like, it was such
I refuse to believe her. I think that it said, okay, one of the rooms is being comped. There's a comedian in town. That's our premier guest.
No, I think I was overdoing it. And she was basically like, "Hey, don't get too,
yeah,
like,
she
up
was
on
shutting
yourself.
You down.
And what I should have said to her is, "Don't worry, I've been eating at Royal Aid every college. I'm doing nooners, lady. You don't need to bring me down any further than a person with no material doing nooners at a college in upstate New York. I suck."
"Boo-hoo, you're doing nooners? I'm getting off of a graveyard. Where's my marquee?" She was just jealous.
She might have been jealous, because actually colleges, even if you eat it at a college gig, you get paid really nicely.
Yeah. If it's through the NACA.
Yeah.
Which I never did. Mine were always non-union. I was a real college scab.
Shit.
Yeah.
You scabbed?
Yeah, you could still do college circuits. Underground. The school didn't even know about me being there.
Yeah, that old guy's in the cafeteria again. Well,
yeah.
Go get the old security guard to get rid of him.
He just keeps going down to the quad, barking and flyering. I guess we'll let him perform.
He keeps yelling hacky sack at people. We don't know what that is. We don't know what it means.
It is regional. A lot of people call it footbag up in Ithaca. Well, happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Hey, happy holidays and New Year.
You've been listening to Do You Need a Ride? Hey, D-Y-N.
Hey, R.
This has been an Exactly Right production.
Produced by Annalise Nelson.
Mixed by Edson Choi.
Our talent booker is Patrick Kottner.
Theme song by Karen Kilgariff.
Artwork by Chris Fairbanks. Follow the show on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Dynar Podcast. That's D-Y-N-A-R Podcast.
For more information, go to exactlyrightmedia.com.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Follow Do You Need a Ride on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you like to listen so you never miss an episode.
If you like what you hear, rate and review the show.
And visit the exactlyrightstore.com to purchase Do You Need a Ride merch.